The Tanya for today, the sixth day of Nisan, Vav Nisan, is in Perek Lamed Ches, chapter 38, on page Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, or page 186 on the bottom, and it's after the Hagar, after the note at the period. The Rebbe is saying that in the Kavan of the Mitzvah there are two levels. The Kavan is the Neshama, and there are two levels of Neshama. Just as there are two kinds of souls for bodies in the physical world, there is the nefesh of the animal for the body of the animal, and there's the nefesh of the human being for the human body. In the same way, in Kavana, there are two types. Kimi shedaita yofa, because the person whose understanding is good, Lada says Hashem, to know God, and to be able to contemplate God's greatness, and to give rise through his understanding, as a result of the understanding, to a fear of God in his mind, the avas Hashem b'chol hayimoni shebelibe, and a love of God in the right side of his heart. Lihi yes nafshei tzmeyo la Hashem l'dofka be, to the point where he thirsts for godliness and wants to cleave to him. Al yedei kiyum ha-teira v'ha-mitzvahs, and we cleave to God through the performance of teira and mitzvahs. So through the understanding and the knowledge that he has of God and his ability to contemplate God's greatness, he experiences first yirei lo, a fear of God, because fear is easier to attain than love. So first he attains the fear, then he attains a love, which creates a thirst for godliness, and he wants to cleave to God through performance of Torah and mitzvahs. Shehein hamshochas v'ha'oras eden se baruchu al nafshe. Through the Torah and mitzvahs, he brings down godliness to his nefesh lidov kabei in order to cleave to him. And it is with this kavana, the purpose and the kavana in his doing of mitzvahs is in order to be able to cleave to God. So with this kavana, he actually learns and fulfills the mitzvah. And also the other form of body that the mitzvah has, and that is the speech. So in davening and in making brachas as well, this is his kavana. Then hari kavana zu al derech mashal, this kind of a kavana can be compared kamei nishmas hamedaber, to the soul of a human being. Shehu bal seichel ubechira, the human being is intelligent and therefore has freedom of choice. Uvedas yedaber, and therefore he speaks with knowledge, with wisdom. He says what he understands, because he is a bal seichel, mi shedaitik tzozo. But on the other hand, the person whose intelligence is limited, leidau lehizbeinim b'gdul asein seiz baruch hu, he doesn't have the ability to know and to contemplate the greatness of God. Heilid ha'ahava b'binasei, in order to give rise to a love from this understanding, b'hizgalus libe, in the revealed part of the heart, in other words, an actual love. Actual love takes place in the revealed part of the heart. Here he mentions love first, because even he certainly can't reach the level of love, but even yizov chein hayira b'meche, even the fear that takes place not in the heart but in the mind, upachad Hashem b'libe, and the awe of God in the heart, he can't produce even those feelings from his understanding and from his knowledge. Rak, how then does he serve God, and how does he arouse his love and fear? He remembers and he arouses the natural love, hamisutez es belibe, which is hidden in his heart, and he brings it out from the concealed parts and the recesses of the heart, el hagilui, to expression, to a revealed state, b'meyachal kolponim, at least in his mind, because to bring it in the heart is harder, so that the will in his mind, the inclination of his mind, and in the recesses of his heart, should be should agree and be willing, with a true willingness, a total willingness, to give away his life, literally, for the oneness of God, in order to have his godly soul cleave to God, ulevusheho, and the garments of the godly soul, chalalon biyichud devi achdusei, and to absorb them, to include them in God's oneness, shehu rotzin ha'elyon ha'melubish b'talmateid ovekiyam ha'mitzvus kanal, and where do we have access to God's oneness in his will that is clothed in Torah and in mitzvus? Gam hayira klulabo, and in this love that a person has by nature, a Jew has by nature, there is also an element of fear included in that love, and that is lekabul malchusei, that he accepts upon himself God's kingdom, shalelim reid bechas v'shalom, not to go against God. God forbid, uve kavana zu, and it is with this kavana. Again, the kavana is to cleave to God as a result of love. Only the love can come either by nature or by conviction. So on the higher level, where he has a good understanding of godliness, the love comes through conviction and by conviction. On the lower level, he uses the love with which he is born, but he has to do something to arouse it. And his kavana is in order to cleave to God, to Torah and mitzvahs. Uve kavana zu, so it's with this kavana, husur merav asei teiv, that he actually avoids the sin and does the mitzvah of Elohim, u'mespalel u'mevarech b'pirush hamilas levadei, and he learns and he davens and he makes brachas, knowing only the meaning of the words, but nothing more, without an aroused love in the and fear in the revealed part of the heart and mind. This kavana is compared to the soul of an animal, just as the animal does not arrive at his feelings or decisions through seichel and choice. And all of his emotions, which means his fear of those things that damage him or threaten him, and his love for those things that are beloved to him, they are instinctive and natural, and did not come as a result of his understanding or evaluation of those things. In the same way, the love and fear that are natural and hidden in the heart of every Jew, they are not voluntary, but rather instinctive, because we inherit them from our forefathers, and they are as if it were a natural impulse of our soul, like a teva, as we learned earlier in Perek Yudches and Yutes. In the Hayyim game for Vav Nissan, for the 6th of Nissan, the Rebbe writes that experience has shown that when we refrain from analyses and we work in an organized and firm manner, based on the pleasantness of the ways of Torah, and that is that you draw the person closer with your right hand, and you hold him at a distance with your left hand. You reject with the left hand, but you bring closer with the right hand, then we are guaranteed that we will have an effect. And particularly in those fundamentals that are fundamental to Yiddishkeit. that when we do it in that way, without being overly scheming about it, but simply being firm and consistent and pleasant in that we draw near more than we reject, we compliment more than we criticize, then there's no question that we will succeed in bringing people closer, and particularly, certainly, to those things that are the fundamentals, the very ikkar of Yiddishkeit.